Presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at Chenal.com.
All right, welcome back. Hour two in the zone. If you went in today, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037, one more hour with Wally on this Wednesday. An email from David in regards to the Redskins story that we shared with you in the last hour. I just saw the Redskins have lost their trademark protection. Of course, they will appeal, and we shall see, but I really do not know where I stand on this. I've heard compelling arguments from both sides on this issue and haven't formed a solid opinion. I didn't know if y'all would visit this discussion today, and we did. I can see both sides of it, too, and I think there is a discussion and a case to be made for both sides. There is the case of tradition, but when that's your strongest argument for keeping it, that isn't necessarily a good reason to do it. I will say Bob Costas did one of his Sunday Night Football halftime.
No, please.
I'm not going to play it again, but he did one of his halftime deals where he went through, it was about a 6 or 7 minute piece, and explained his position as to why he thought it should change. And it, to me, is the most compelling argument against it I've seen.
Bob Costas?
His reason why it should change convinced you it shouldn't?
No, maybe I misspoke. His reason why it should change was the most compelling I've seen. I was already in favor of them changing the nickname, but I definitely and the thing is, another example or reason why is you look at all of the college ones that they've made change that are to me far less offensive than Redskin.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
but the colleges didn't have the money to fight. Like Arkansas State simply changed rather than they didn't have the money for legal fees.
I would make the argument. Look at North Dakota. Or North Dakota State, whichever one was the Fighting Sioux. Look at Arkansas State. Has there been a negative? Has there been any downside to changing? No.
No.
Other than the traditionalists are upset, but even within a year, I would say they've had unprecedented success in Division I football since they changed the name. So it certainly hasn't impacted them negatively there.
Well, you don't see any teams named the Whiteskins.
No. Or the Blackskins. Or any other color. I mean, it's, again, there's an argument to be made, and I understand the traditionalists, and I'm sure Snyder will fight tooth and nail until the end of this thing.
I think Redskins is offensive.
It is. Whether that doesn't necessarily mean it should be changed?
No, that's just my opinion. Seminoles, I don't find offensive.
I agree with you 1,000%. To me, it's a difference between, like, Fighting Irish. Some people might say that's not okay. I think it's fine. I mean, that's never going to change. But if they had said something else, you know, it might have been. You know, there's ways to tweak it. But I agree with you. If you use a name of a group of people as your nickname, I don't find that offensive. To me, right. It can be a celebration of that group of people. But if it's a knock on a group of people or it's a negative, again, we all know all the terms that people use in a derogatory manner towards other races. I'm not going to outline them here. But if you used any of those as a nickname for a team, it wouldn't get past, you know, the first group. And, yeah, we've become much more sensitive and we're much more aware of these things. That's why I say before the end of the hour, I said, what took the patent office so long? Why is it now all of a sudden an issue? Where were you before, you know?
If they changed it, if Washington changed it to the Washington Razorbacks, would the University of Arkansas sue them?
That's a good question. Probably so. But they have a copyright on it.
Right.
I guess it's not only the name, though, it's a presentation of it, because there's plenty of Lions and Tigers and Bears, as Houston Nutt once told me. If you're the only Razorback, how'd they work it with the high school? I'm sure they gave them the rights to it.
They probably were grandfathered in.
Probably so. Phil.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, my friend.
See, the problem with this is that you have about a half a dozen people crying about something that nobody else cares about. Yet the half a dozen people go and use the courts or whatever, you know, imagination of government they might find to get their way. You know, this is a case of being bullied. And if there's one thing America hates these days, it's a bully. And these people are bullying or trying to bully Daniel Snyder. I mean, if I'm Daniel Snyder, I take everything I can find and I print, "We hate them crybabies" on it. You know? I punch right back at them.
Let me ask you this. I'm just debating. I'm not trying to be.
Why? Last 2 days have been incredibly.
I'm not going to be ugly about it.
I mean, social issues.
This is a one where it definitely is worth a discussion. I have no problem with that. But what is the, outside of just tradition and that's just the way it's always been, What is the downside of changing the nickname?
There's not really a downside to changing the nickname. It's how the nickname gets changed. It's forcing somebody to do something they don't necessarily want to do with something that they own outright. Mm-hmm. It's taking the man's income. It's taking his trademark. It's taking his rights away from him.
Now, wait a minute.
I know you're going to say Donald Sterling, right?
No. I'm going to say it's going to create income for him. In fact, Wally and I made a very good point in the last hour that he's actually going to come out on the positive side of things monetarily, because all the Redskins gear that's out there that they still own is going to become a collector's item and doubly valuable. And you get to sell a whole new ask Arkansas State how much Red Wolves stuff they sold in the first year of being Red Wolves versus what they sold in the last year being Indians. I bet
okay.
It's exponentially a higher number.
That may be, but it should be Daniel Snyder's decision whether he wants to make that money. If he's perfectly happy with money he's making off of Redskins, mm-hmm. and he owns it, who the hell is this Barack or, you know, President Nero fiddling while America burns? This is the kind of thing they're worried about.
I don't think this is the U.S. Patent Office and Copyright. I mean, that's all they deal with.
It's an arm of the government, and it's pushback. It's people pushing and taking the rights of individuals away.
Well,
it's plain and simple stealing. It's bullying. Hmm. And God knows we can't have a bully these days.
I don't know. The United States likes to bully occasionally.
Government. It's the government that can push you anywhere they want to.
Yeah. Okay.
And somebody's got to push back.
I appreciate the call. I think...
Let me say this. You'll never hear the University of Arkansas say this, ever. But I think Nike bullied them into anthracite uniforms because they thought they could sell them.
Yeah.
They could sell anthracite T-shirts. They could sell anthracite hats.
That may be. Bottom line on the Redskins, though, is... specifically in regard to the patent office, I am a little surprised it took them this long to do this, to be honest, because it is, look, like it or don't, you can look at it and go, I think most people who are logical and reasonable can say it's an offensive term. You would not walk up to a person who's Native American and call them a Redskin and feel okay about it. You wouldn't. Now, there are people who would, but I think the majority of Americans wouldn't. Fair to say? It's probably offensive.
What about the folks that go to Redskins games dressed up like that and have no problem doing it?
Those are people who are caught up in the tradition of what has been done in the past.
No question. Yes. What about a tattoo? It's almost an honor, no?
Mm. Gail?
Hey. Good morning.
Hello.
I agree with the previous caller. This is about property rights. Tradition, schmedition, whatever. It's been the Washington Redskins for a long, long time, and you can say whatever you want to. If we didn't have the folks that are running the country now, it wouldn't be this way. It's a minority. It's a minority of folks that are raised. It's like the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of thing, mm-hmm. and it's about property rights. The patent office, which he's right, it is the government. Five people decided on a whim that anybody else can take what they own, that trademark that they own. They don't own it, but yet they do.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Five people decided that they felt that term was offensive. Do you find that term offensive, Gail? Do you think that Redskins is a derogatory term towards Native Americans?
No, I don't. I am. My great grandmother was Cherokee. And it didn't. If it was offensive, it would have been offensive a long time ago. It wouldn't have just all of a sudden been offensive. And this is about property rights. This is a way to get to them. I'll bet you this man is probably conservative. I'll bet you that he is. And
he's rich and Republican. I'll bet you that.
Probably. And he's probably really white and pasty looking too, like all Republicans are.
He's a really crappy owner. I'll give you that.
Well, maybe, but be that as it may, they want to take what somebody owns away from them. It's about property rights, the evolution of property. It's a really good book. It's a really old book.
Okay.
The folks need to read it.
Yeah, check that out.
That's all. Appreciate it.
Gail, I appreciate it. I would disagree with Gail on one point in a big way. I think it's offensive. And whether or not you have Native Americans in your family or not, I guarantee you nobody walked up to them to their face and called them Redskins when you were growing up. I would say that there are many terms that were used on a regular basis when I was a kid that you never see in the public forum today.
Did she say all Republicans are pasty faced?
Almost see-through.
I would like to
almost
say...
almost see-through white.
I know Charles Barkley is a Republican because I've heard him say so.
He's rich, but he's not white.
He's not pasty. Derek.
All right, man. Josh and I agree with you on all this. They're idiots. It's offensive. You don't say that to someone, so you shouldn't be able to make money off of it. The U.S. government law that's been there for years. Go look at the evolution of the word redskin. If you can show me that it was created as not a racist word, then I will bend over and kiss my own butt.
Wow. Derek, if you could we could do a promotion around that, Derek. I appreciate the call. Well,
Matty T, you got some work to do.
See, now
I'm on it.
There's something we can make some money on. Noel.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, I'm just calling, you know, here's this hot button issue, I guess, you know, but it's an offensive term, you know. Property rights aside, I mean, I think we fought a battle 150 years ago over property rights, and we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
I think it's obvious, and I hope it's not some kind of conspiracy to snatch up some property rights. That'd be awful. That isn't what it is.
Well, he can keep doing Redskins. He can keep it unless the NFL tells him he has to change it, but he's going to have a hard time making money on it if he can't have a trademark on it.
Well, you can just call him the Skins.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that.
I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with an apostrophe.
What would the logo be?
I think you gave the most compelling argument, though, Justin.
Be a peach. I don't know.
What about a potatoes?
Potato skins. I love that. That's actually good. And it'd just be like the potato boat. Love those. They're delicious.
You would not walk up someone on the street and call them a Redskin.
I did with TGI Fridays. You got the potato skins.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I
like the soccer coverage. I like that you guys are getting into it. That's great.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, of course.
James?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'd like to weigh in on a couple things. Number one, the issue with the Redskins, you have to keep in mind that, number one, the Seminoles, they have the approval of the tribe.
There's nothing patently offensive about calling a tribe either, though. I mean, that's
right,
the thing.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a group of people who, again, and they celebrate their heritage, I think, in a positive way. It's not an offensive term patently. If it's not patently offensive, you know, again, there's a huge difference there, and I'm not going to outline all the – I could give you 10 analogies in 2 minutes, but I'm not going to.
Correct. And also, we have to keep in mind that the patent offices had their policies in place well before this issue has come up again. And now that it's come up again, they're allowed to revisit this.
Good point.
And say, okay – well, this is actually disparaging now that we're a little bit more sensitive to cultural beliefs.
Yeah, we're a little more. Yeah, our eyes are a little more open. I'm curious how long these patents last before they have to come up for renewal. Do you know?
You know, I don't know that. I don't know that specifically. One more thing, and I'll just hang up. About the issue with the dulce de leche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to Puerto Rico a few months ago, and it's hard to find a taco in Puerto Rico. I mean, believe it or not, you know, they eat stuff like mofongo. Now,
you mean
keep in mind also.
Is that the bat that you use to hit infield?
No. It's like a plantain dish.
Oh, okay. That sounds
good. With some pork in it. Anyway, it's hard to find a taco in Puerto Rico, and you wouldn't think that would be the case when you go down there. Now, dulce de leche is probably traditionally like a Hispanic dish,
mm-hmm.
and Brazil is a Portuguese by tradition.
I read about it today, and it said it's a South American dish. The other thing is, the bottom line is, James, with a few tweaks, it's basically boiled milk.
Yeah, true story.
I mean, they can make their own. I'm not a genius, but I'm pretty sure that those guys... I looked up a recipe on the internet today. It looked quite easy, and I'm not the most talented chef.
They might not be sitting around cooking, though.
No, but I'm sure they have somebody who can, I gotta believe. Anyway, it's kind of funny
okay.
to me. All right,
thanks
man. Appreciate it. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good afternoon.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed.
Two things. It may be offensive, but that's what this country was. We have a freedom of speech. We have a freedom of being offensive. I see advertising or what is the outdoor advertising? Some things on outdoor advertising sometimes. There's an ad on I-30 that says, "Who says cheaters don't win?" It has Clinton and JFK, and it's for Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
That's offensive to me, but
That's what we're built on. It's okay if it's offensive. We have a choice to look, and I just don't think that we ought to be able to take away something because it's offensive and leave that to five people. Leave that to the market. Leave that to the free market economy, and they will determine who if it's offensive. I can assure you, if it were left to the free market economy, nobody would be saying anything. And the second point is that if you're coming down Canchel towards 430, right before you go over the bridge, there's about 10 Little Rock police officers, motorcycle police officers, stopping everybody.
And I find that offensive.
That's American.
That's offensive.
You know what my question is, though, to you guys? The Florida State Seminoles or some of these other, if you don't want your name or your likeness attached to something, shouldn't it be your right not to, for it not to be attached? Like, there's not any other Seminoles or whether it be the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be? I mean, if they had, let's just.
It's a little different because it's not patently offensive. If it's not,
I understand that, but your likeness and your person and your whatever your group is directly associated. What if you don't like some of the things Florida State does and now you're associated with that? That would be a question that I haven't heard anyone bring up.
If I'm a member of
not being offended.
If I'm a Seminole, I would be offended by the fact that their quarterback steals crab legs. Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though. Wouldn't you think now everyone says all Seminoles steal crab legs?
But, I don't think they're.
But the Seminoles is a defined group,
right?
Redskins.
I understand it's a different thing. I was just trying to get off this subject. That seems like everyone sort of agrees on.
Well, I don't know that everybody agrees on it. There are a lot of people who.
I know, but at the end of the day, Justin, there's really going to be one. There's going to be one play at the end of this. Right?
Bottom line is, when it comes down,
I don't
to
know
it.
That there is one play because there's a lot of there's different facets of the impact.
Listen, whether it's the same thing happened with Daniel Sterling, it's going to. Everybody is moving.
Donald Sterling.
Everybody's moving to it. Yeah, Daniel Snyder, whether it takes for him to die or sell the team or whatever, at some point it's going to happen. It's, whether you agree with it or not.
I'm not convinced that it is, but we'll see.
It may take a while.
Yeah. Brian.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I'm a potato farmer in Whitehall, and I'm offended that y'all want to call that thing a skin.
Come on, man.
That's outrageous.
If I'm an Idaho potato farmer, I'm thrilled by the idea. Great.
This is outrageous and offensive to me and my culture, and I won't stand for it.
It's going to be a gnarly looking potato too.
Was that
can't be one of them pretty potatoes?
We don't really grow.
Was that Kramer's attorney?
I'll take it.
Jackie Childs? Was that Jackie Childs?
We'll give you a free coffee. I'll take it.
Who told you to take it? I didn't tell you to take it. Who told you to put a bomb on it? Who the hell is Stan the Caddy? What's up, Josh? Josh? Somebody stole Josh's answer. Let's move on to other stories related to the NFL that you might find more interesting. Certainly, Pat has redskin exhaustion.
I found your recipe for that candy, the spread.
Dulce de leche?
Yeah.
It's easy as pie to make.
It's
easier
milk
than
and
pie.
Sugar, and you boil it.
That's what I said. It's basically boiled milk. It's so easy in the world.
Condensed milk. Go get some more.
You make some?
Make it again.
Exactly.
Hey, now you want them to cook their own stuff? They're trying to play some soccer here.
I understand you can't bring dairy products across the border, but is sweetened condensed milk still count as dairy if it's in a can? Can you have
processed.
Canned milk? Yeah, canned milk shouldn't count.
It's processed.
Johnny Manziel has agreed to terms with the Cleveland Browns. Well, that's offensive.
Come on now.
Cleveland.
I thought you meant Manziel.
They do have the Indians. Manziel, the 22nd overall selection in the draft, will compete with Brian Hoyer to be the team's starting quarterback. By the way, did you see their coach said he's the starter right now, Hoyer is, but his lead is not, quote, insurmountable. So I think what he's doing is trying to stir the pot and make sure people pay attention because they're going to freak out when Manziel ain't the starter at the beginning of the year.
Well, they're going to make their money back on Manziel. How much did he get?
He got, Wally, I'm glad you asked, 4 years, $8.25 billion. That's about 2.05 a year? 2.08 a year?
He'll start as soon as the jersey sales start to tail off. Then they'll start him and they'll go right back up.
In other news related to quarterbacks and signings, Blake Bortles signed, and again, it shows you the disparity between being a high first-round choice and a lower first-round choice like him. He's got 4 years, $20.65 million, more than double the value of the Manziel contract, 13.34 signing bonus, and they also have a fifth-year team option.
I wonder what his Nike endorsement deal is, though.
The other thing is, it's funny, and nobody's talked about this. You know why? Because he's not Johnny Manziel. They have said he will not play unless there's an injury in the first year. Chad Henne has been installed as a starter in Jacksonville this year. So it's funny to me how everybody's like, oh, well, Manziel should have a chance to start. And this guy's making more than twice what Johnny's making. And they've already said he ain't playing this year unless he has to.
Almost on the field, though. Yeah. You know Johnny's going to be making a lot off. Yeah, you know who his agency is.
A lot of making a lot of inroads with chicks in Cleveland.
You know
who
his agency is? LeBron James and Maverick Carter. They're going to make sure this kid gets out and about in front of everybody.
That's cool. Well, when he signs his next contract, he can have Maverick and Jim Gray get together and come up with a decision, too.
Your boy Jim Gray. You know what everyone needs to do? Just relax.